You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Over 30 restaurants are joining together to entice you back to Sacramento with a deal that is pretty hard to beat. Plus, for just $1 more, you can support a great cause while enjoying some of the best food in Sacramento. And in a few minutes, we'll also learn about a new concept in downtown, a pop-up bar that's catering to people who don't want the alcohol. Yes, a sober, curious bar in the capital city. But first, we welcome Madeline Smith with Downtown Sacramento Partnership, here to tell us about Dine Downtown. Good morning, Madeline.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. So for people who haven't partaken, I guess, in Dine Downtown, explain to listeners what exactly it is.
Yeah, of course. We've hosted Dine Downtown for the last 18 years. It's always in January because it is a notoriously slow time of year for restaurants. But also after the holiday, you get into kind of a little lull. So it's nice for us to be able to provide this experience. It's three courses at every restaurant, $45 at every restaurant. We have 34 participating restaurants, and it's now until Sunday.
And it's also includes a good cause. It's benefiting the food literacy in Sacramento. What exactly is that?
Yeah, the Food Literacy Center focuses on educating kids on the importance of food decisions and the impact it can have on your lives. But they're an amazing cause, and we're so excited to partner with them this year.
Great. Dine Downtown started, what, about nearly 20 years ago, right? In 2005. How has it evolved over the years as restaurants have grown and evolved in downtown Sacramento?
Yeah. It's been a pretty wild ride. I think it's something that everybody looks forward to every year, which is always really nice. So it's one of those things where even before we announce it, we have people calling to see when's it going to start, who's participating. So that's really nice. I think as the farm-to-fork capital, people love going out to eat and love supporting these restaurants. But especially now in times where community is really necessary, it's even more important to bring everybody together for this experience.
Did it take place during the pandemic when there was a shutdown in a takeout way? Or
we did not do it in 2021. 2020, of course, happened after, so
right.
The pandemic started after. And then in 2022, we altered the program a little bit for the ease of restaurants, especially takeout lunch, different tiered structure so more restaurants could participate, and also so that consumers could feel safer. That was really important to us.
What I love about Dine Downtown is it's just a great excuse to get out and, and get out of your comfort zone, try new restaurants maybe you've been thinking about. I know we have a good amount to choose from, almost three dozen. Where do you suggest people start? That can be a little overwhelming for someone.
Of course. I think absolutely making sure that you first go to the restaurants where you haven't gone yet. Maybe the price tag kind of scared you a little bit, or you've been waiting to try it. The nice thing about Dine Downtown is all of these restaurants have created their own specific Dine Downtown menus. So even if you love a restaurant and go there frequently, you'll be able to try something new. So that's really nice. I just went to Frank Fats on Saturday. They are a personal favorite, and I look forward to Dine Downtown every year. And I think just going to kind of like the luxury restaurants is a really nice time around now. So Camden, Grange, those are just a few.
At a nice price point, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Great for date night.
You also have a special promotion, right? Like the first 2,000 participants get some swag. Have you hit that yet, or is that
yes.
still an option for people?
As far as I know, we have already hit that. I think we hit it right after the first night. We created this like special swag where if you hold it up, it's in the shape of a Polaroid. So you could hold it up to your food and take a photo. And it's a little keychain you carry with you. So it's really fun.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. You know, we just finished talking about 3 weeks of extreme weather. I mean, what are you hearing about businesses, about the impact either financially, damage, or any issues related to these storms that we went through?
Yeah, it is an unfortunate time of year, just I think anyways for restaurants and the hospitality industry, but especially with the storm impact, it's been really rough. Last weekend, after speaking to the restaurants, we found that there were more visitors than before because I think people are just tired of being inside and they need a chance to go out. But before, that has been really tough.
Let's end on a good note because the vibe in downtown in Doco is all things Kings, right? They are red hot right now. Games are selling out. Playoffs hopefully are in sight, not wanting to jinx it. But I mean, I imagine with the downtown partnership, you must all be starting to talk about what an NBA playoff might look like in downtown if the Kings get there. And it's all good things for the surrounding restaurants and businesses.
Oh, yeah. Hospitality has a huge impact on downtown and just on the central social city in general. If we were to have something like that happen, it would provide a tremendous opportunity for the entire region with a focus on downtown.
Madeline, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Madeline Smith is with the Downtown Sacramento Partnership, and we do have a link on Dine Downtown on our Insight page at capradio.org. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. Well, as the new year begins, some people begin the annual sober tradition of Dry January and say goodbye to alcohol for the month, and others take sober curiosity even further. In the past couple years, mocktails have been taking up the real estate on cocktail menus, and in Sacramento, a new pop-up bar is creating a social atmosphere without the booze. Amanda Brincat and Catherine Altman are the minds behind the Tito List, a non-alcoholic social bar in downtown. Welcome to Inside, Amanda and Catherine.
Hi.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Where did this concept come about?
Catherine and I have always had really active social lives. And so in 2022, we decided that alcohol wasn't serving us anymore and we wanted to kind of cut it out. So once we did, we realized very quickly that there weren't a lot of social activities that were not centered on alcohol. So we had a lot of conversations with friends and family about this and realized that this was a common problem for people. They wanted to go out, but, you know, maybe felt hesitant about going into an environment with alcohol in it if they were trying to cut back or cut it out completely. So we thought that we would be the ones to open something like that.
How do you describe the atmosphere of the Tito List?
So we want it to feel like a bar. We have a lot of events planned, like live music and sippin' shops. We had one last weekend. It was a lot of fun. There's always music, good vibes.
Both of you were also part of the Calling All Dreamers in Sacramento, right? And this plays a role in that as well.
Yeah, we still are. We're a finalist in the program, and I think it ends in April, but...
Yeah, it's opened up some really good opportunities for us. Working with the different partners that the Downtown SAC Partnership has allowed us to get into the space that we are in. So really great building ownership, great brokers, just really great support in the community, business community and social scene. So it's opened up a lot of doors for us. And
so that's why the Kickstarter came in, right? So
yes.
Then you can actually create this pop-up bar for the new year.
Yes. Exactly. So we launched the Kickstarter campaign in December. It ran for a month and we were successful in funding it. So over the next couple of weeks, the space will be embellished quite a bit. It'll feel more like a lounge, a bar, just a really fun social space to come, you know, hang out and have a fun drink.
Were there other like sober, non-alcoholic bars or pop-up bars across the country and other cities that you wanted to emulate or gained inspiration from?
Yeah, so we work with Chris Marshall. He's the owner of Sands Bar in Austin, and he was kind of the first, you know, the pioneer to start this sober bar movement. But there are a few others around the country.
There's an Ocean Beach Cafe in San Francisco, which is probably the closest. There's a couple of new ones in Southern California. Florida has several, so they are starting to pop up all over.
Where did the name come from?
We just were kind of throwing things around one day, ideating on a bunch of different names, and a teetotaler, somebody who doesn't drink. And so we were like, well, the teetotalist is a fun name for a bar. The place itself is alcohol free, but that doesn't mean everybody that comes in is sober or alcohol free themselves.
So it's one thing having a concept, but now y'all are actually open. You have people in enjoying the Tito List. How has it been?
Oh, it's been great. It's been busy. I think even busier than we thought it would be. But it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, lots of good support. We have a few regulars already, friendly faces, people coming in more than once. We've only been open for 2 weekends so far. So, yeah, it feels pretty great.
What are they telling you? I imagine it since you've had such a strong reception in just the first 2 weeks, maybe this was long overdue.
I think that's a lot of the feedback that we get is people have been waiting for something like this. So whether they've been sober on and off or they're just taking a break, they're like, when I am not drinking alcohol, I feel like there's nothing fun to go do. So, we have gotten a lot of feedback like that, as well as, this is also a safe space for people who may be in recovery and have that trigger of being around alcohol. So having somewhere to go that doesn't have that pressure is, I think, a really good thing for people.
Let's get to some of the drinks that you all created. There's a Lively Sour, December Daydream. What are some favorites?
Yeah, I think the December Daydream is probably the most popular out of those two. It's made with a spirit that is not meant to replicate something that's an alcohol-based spirit. So it's a little spicy, a little fruity. So we use that in two different variations. And then I think probably our most popular cocktail is the Clover Club. We watched Drink Masters on Netflix, and Catherine was like...
It sounds perfect for the weather.
Yes, it's delicious. It's got some raspberry simple syrup, but we saw it on Netflix, and Catherine was like, we have to learn how to make a non-alcoholic version. So we did, and... It's been great.
Yeah,
I know that the location is temporary. It's a pop-up. But what are the hopes of it becoming permanent?
I mean, we're testing out the space right now, and we're working with the landlords. We are also interested in another space in the building, but we like the location so far. A lot of people like it.
Yeah, and for those who are unfamiliar, I mean, it's off on a great spot on K Street, you know? So you have Doko, and then you have all of these restaurants and businesses that are lining, and you're just a part of that. So it's incredibly walkable for people just to pop in.
Yes,
exactly. And you get that energy of downtown in the arena, especially on game nights. You get people walking by celebrating lately. So, yeah, it's a pretty great spot.
How long will y'all be open, the pop-up?
We'll be open through the end of March.
Plenty of time for people to check it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned that you want to pair some other events. I know that there was a sippin' shop, but what other events do you have planned?
So we have live music this Friday. We also, upcoming, we have an open mic night on February 2nd. We're doing queer speed dating on February 9th. We're doing another sip and shop
that
next
sounds
month.
Sounds like fun.
Yes. Yeah, lots of fun. A big variety of events. Everything from like tarot stand-up to someone's interested in hosting karaoke. So we just want to make it fun and, you know, all the fun things that you would get at any other bar.
Finally, do you think this is part of a larger trend that the popularity of zero-proof drinking will just continue to grow, and we're going to see similar sober spaces in across the Sacramento Valley, even beyond downtown Sacramento?
Yeah, I think we're amazed by how many people we meet that don't drink, but also the younger generations, they don't drink as much either. So I definitely think it's a growing trend.
Lots of studies out there showing that, you know, alcohol consumption is declining rapidly. So I think, we're just the first year, but I think there'll be several more in the future, and I hope that there is.
Well, in at the right time. Amanda and Catherine, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Amanda Brincat and Catherine Altman are the minds behind The Tito List, a non-alcoholic social bar in downtown Sacramento. Still ahead, the origins and health benefits of tea date back millennia. We'll meet the researchers devoted to learning about the history and science of tea. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.